I would like if the Arabs would begin to behave more civilly, as we would like to present them. And that's all.
That felt good.
Clara Khan, how are you going to be taken as a civilized human being when you are urinating on the air?
Sir, I cannot help my bodily functions. This is what happens when you have too much baba ganoush, okay? I had no choice. It came out. It's done. I flushed, and that's it. But I can assure you that there were no pieces of the Quran in whatever was in the toilet bowl, because I believe in the Holy Quran. I believe in Allah himself, that he is my master. So, having
right,
said
I guess
that...
the fact he's using a toilet, we should be grateful.
Yes, because, first of all, I'm going to make it very clear. We are a civilized people, and if you don't think we are civilized, you should see us when we're not civilized. So, the fact that only 17 Muslims died is not the end of the world. It is rather the beginning of the end for anyone else who tries to insult Muslims, that they will know what kind of a reaction that they are going to get in the future.
Ms. Whitaker, this individual, do you believe that he represents the feelings of the Muslim world out there right now?
No, I believe he's a very small portion of the Arab world. We have discussed it in America with the different Arab organizations. We have apologized to them, and they are very clear that it was an error and did not really happen. And I think that there are many educated Arabs in the world that understand that it did not indeed happen. There is a significant number of uneducated Arabs, and those are the ones that are being used to battle, and they will be used according to what is necessary. If it's necessary for the higher-ups to calm them down, they will make it clear that it was not true, and if they want them to battle on, they will encourage the story.
Well,
if
Imam Khan has his way, it sounds like there's just going to be only jihad.
You're wrong. First of all, for her to say that I only represent a small minority is an absolute blasphemous lie. This goes against Islam. Number one, most of the Muslim world, overwhelming majority of Muslims, are very upset. We're very pissed off. We are not going to flush toilets. As a result, well, many of us are very scared that Americans are going to start to put pieces of the Quran in every toilet around Karachi and every toilet in the Middle East. So we do not trust any of you. And for you to say that we are not upset that only a minority of us is a blasphemous lie, it is absolutely wrong. This, to me, is nothing more than American imperialist propaganda.
What do you say to that, Ms. Whitaker?
I would be interested to know if this particular imam has an education, if he can even read.
Can you read, Imam Khan?
I would smack you upside the face, right side up and down. You would be cleaning my floors barefoot and pregnant. I am educated. I learned in some of Britain's finest schools. All right, I went to Juilliard School of the Arts. All right, I went to every mosque around the world. I profess my true feelings of Islam. I speak to interfaith groups, even on Miami Beach. So don't tell me I'm not educated. How dare you?
Well,
infidel, kafir, rahil bait.
I'll give you the last word, Ms. Whitaker.
Well, the only last word is that, again, to the rest of the world, to know that the story was not true and that we apologize sincerely, and we are sorry for any problem that was contributed by the story.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, Linda Whitaker from Newsweek, and from Karachi, Pakistan, Cleric Yagulut Jam.
Yagulut Jam Khan.
Okay.
Please pronounce it right.
Thank you.
I've got heartburn.